Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Yaakov Metz. Maseches Sukkah has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Noach Stengel. Le'iloi Nishmas, Feivel Yosef ben Chaim Leib, and Yehuda Zev ben Feivel Yosef.
Today's shiur will be Ezuz Hashem beyond Sukkah Daf Nun Beis. I'd like to be mashlim a very important Indian on Daf Nun Aleph before we begin Daf Nun Beis. And that is, the Mishnah says that there were two kaihanim that used to stand in the Shar HaElyon. They would stand there in the Shar Nikno with Chatzoytzeris. U'kishakar ha'gever, when either, according to one Madom, or Gvini Krois started making his announcements, Imdu Kayhanim Lave Daschem, or according to other Madom, the roosters started crowing, they would be Takea, the two Kayhanim would be Takea, on the Shar HaElyon by Shar Nikno, and then when they would reach the Maila Asirus, they would be Takeah again, and then when they would reach the Karka Azara, they'd be Takeah, they'd be Mairich in the Takeahs until they reached Shar HaYetzel Mizrach, until they reached the Shar that was going out of the Ezras Nashim, and they would turn around, and they would be Meshabed themselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they would say, Anu L'Kai Neinu. So Taisis is Medayik from this Gemara, that these Kaihanim, what were they doing? They were going down, and they were going to fill up the water for the Nisach HaMayim. And so Taisis asks, that it's mevur from the Gemara in Zvachim, that even if something was niskadish bekli after kriyas hagever, it would become pasul belina by tzafra when it became day. Like Taisi says, by the kiyar, if it was removed from the bar after kriyas hagever, they made sure to put it back in the bar before tzafra, before it became day. Otherwise, all the mayim that was in the kiyar would have become pasul belina. So Frektisis, if they went to fill up the water now, right by Kriyas HaGever, it was before daybreak, and they would put the water in a Kli Shareis, it would get Kedushas HaGof, and therefore it should become possible Lina when day comes. So Taisis answers that by Kriyas HaGever, they only started the process, they started blowing the Tekiyas, and by the time that they finished blowing the Tekiyas, and turning around and saying the proclamation that they're Meshavim themselves through Baruch Shalom, and by the time they would fill up the water and come back to the Azara, it was already daybreak, it was already Heir Hayoim, and therefore it wasn't possible Belina. And Taisa says, adds, that even though the Tzleiches, the flask that they filled the water up, is a Kli Shareis, and it should have been Mekadesh, the Mayim, right when they filled it up from the Shiluach, but the Mishnah in Zvachim at the end of Perek Ches says that a Kli Shareis is only Mekadesh in the Beis HaMikdash. So even though they put it in the Tzleiches by the Shiloyach, but it would not get Kedushas HaGuf until they came to the Azara, and by that time it was already Heir HaYoim, and therefore there would be no Psulina on the water that they filled up for the Nisach HaMayim. There's a big Shaila in the Achronim on this Taisus, the Marshal and the Marsha, and the Aruch Lener. When does the Psulina take place? By Alois HaShachar or by Netzach Amah? The Marshal Shita is, his Medayik in Taisis, that the Psulina takes effect at Netzach Amah, and therefore anything that was Niskadish before Netzach Amah is Chal a Psulina in it. The Marshal argues, he says that the Psulina is by Alois HaShachar. Anything that was Niskadish, Kedush Tagot, before Alois HaShachar, there's a Psulina, but afterwards there's no Psulina. And so Paskins the Chavetz Chaim in Lukuti Alachis at the end of the first parak of Tamid. And over there, he's Daicha the Raya, that the Aruch Lener and the Mitzape Eson, they tried to bring from the Rambam, that they want to prove that the Rambam holds that the Psulina is by Alois, is by Netzach Amah. The Chavetz Chaim over there proves that, says that the Raya is not a Raya, and even the Rambam holds that the Psulina is by Alois HaShachar. And so Paskins the Lukuti Alachis over there at the end of Tamid, that the Psulina takes effect by Alois HaShachar, not by Netzach Amah. And we need to mention one more point on this Taisus, that Taisus is going l'shitasam, that our Mishnah and the previous Mishnayos, like we mentioned in the last two Shiurim, all are revolving around the mitzvah of Nisach HaMayim. The entire Simchas Beis HaShayeva, according to Rashi and Taisus, was for the Nisach HaMayim, and the tekiyas that they're blowing on the Maila Asiris, and when they went down to the Ezras Nashim, were all for the Simchas Beis HaShayeva. And therefore, Lishitasam, Taisis says that these Kehanim were going out to fill up the water. They were going out to be Shay of the Mayim. And he has his kasha that they're going out too early by Kriyas HaGever. And there should be a Psulina. However, the Rambam learns very different. The Rambam Lishitasai that the whole Simchas Beis HaSheiva was not because of the Nisach HaMayim, was because of Simchas Yomtiv. And so Lishitasai, the Rambam in Perek Zayin, Hilchas Kli HaMikdash, learns that these extra tekiyos that they were blowing by Shair Niknar, and they blew when they went down to the Ezras Nashim, they had nothing to do with the Simchas Beis HaSheiva, and Adarabba, the Rambam holds that they blew it by all the Shal Shugalim. So is Medayik, the Aruch Lener, the Lukuti Halachas, the Emek Bracha, and many other Achrayim. The Rambam says over there in Hilchos Klei HaMikdash, Uberegel Maisifin Oid Sheish. Every regel, they would add another six tekiyos, Gimel Psichas Shara Tachta, and Vigimel Psichas Shara Elyon. So the Rambam Lishitasai holds that these tekiyos had nothing to do with the Nisach HaMayim. All the tekiyos were for the regel, and they would blow these tekiyos by all the regalim. And therefore, we have no right to assume that according to the Rambam, these kayhanim that were blowing the tekiyos as they were going down and opening the sharim, the shar niknar, and the shar that was going out of the Ezras Nashim, we have no right to assume that according to the Rambam, these kayhanim were going out to do the shivas mayim. Because these tekiyos had nothing to do with the Nisach HaMayim, they were tekiyos for all the regalim. And therefore, according to the Rambam, the Taisis Kasha Lechera does not even begin. Taisis himself only asks, he says, Tema demashma shemikreis hagever halchem l'shev mayim. It's mashma that they were going to be shev mayim. It doesn't say it anywhere in any of the Mishnayos that these kohanim that were going down from the Shara Elyon to the Shara Tachlin were going to be shev mayim. Only Taisis is assuming that by the fact that these tekiyos were l'shitasa, were for the Nisach HaMayim. So why were they blowing the tekiyos for the Nisach HaMayim? Mistama, they were on their way out, going to fill up the water. And therefore Taisis has his kasha that since they were filling up by Kriyas HaGever, the water should become pasul belina. Mashenken, according to the Rambam, that the tekiyos had nothing to do with the Nisach HaMayim, it could very well be that these kohanim, they went down, they opened up the Shara Elyon, and they opened up the Shara Tachlin, they turned around, and they said, Anu l'kai nenu, and then they went back to doing the Avaida, and they weren't on their way to be Shaiv the Mayim. When were they Shaiv the Mayim? Later, after Alois HaShachar, during the day, they went, two other kohanim went to be Shaiv the Mayim, and therefore it doesn't even pass any tzad to say that she be possible Lina, and it's not Shreya Taisis Kasha. The Gemara on Nun Aleph Amud Beis, going into Nun Beis Amud Aleph, speaks about how Matzah Yom Tov Harishon Shel Chag, they would go into the Ezras Nashim and make a Tikkun Gadol. They would make balconies to make a separation between the men and the women. From this Gemara is the main Mekar for the Chiv that we have to put up a Mechitza between men and women in a Beis HaKnesses. Revolving around this Gemara is also the great Machlekes between Rav Moshe and the Samu Rav. What is the purpose of the mechitza, and what are the specifications of the mechitza between men and women? Before we get to the machlekes, Rav Moshe in Igros Moshe Orech Chaim Chelek Aleph Tshuva Lamites brings a raya from this Gemara that the chiyuv mechitza between men and women is a chiyuv min haTorah. It's a chiyuv midaraisa to put up a mechitza between men and women, because the Gemara says Tana Rabbanan, Barishayna Hayunashim Mibefnim VeAnashim Mibachutz. In the beginning, the women were inside by the Simchas Beis HaSheiva, were inside the Ezras Nashim, and the men were outside. It would come to Kalus Reish. So they were misakin that the women should be outside and the men should be inside. Says the Gemara, it would still come to the Kalus Reish. So they were misakin that the women should be lamala. They would make a balcony for the women, and the men would be lamata, and that would solve the problem of Kalus Reish. So the Gemara asks, Heichi Avid Hachi, how are they allowed to build balconies? They would build ledges into the walls, and come every sukkahs, they would put planks of wood that the women would stand on. How are they allowed to add onto the binyan of the Beis HaMikdash in the Ezras Nashim? V'yaksiv, hakol b'ksav miyad Hashem, alai hiskel. David HaMelech told Shlomo HaMelech that every part of the Beis HaMikdash was given in a nevuah to God, HaChayze, and Nosen HaNavi, and you're not allowed to change anything. So how are they allowed to add these balconies? So the Gemara answers, Amar Rav, Kura Ashkechu V'Darosh. They found a pasuk to darshin that that la'asid lavay by the hesped of Mashiach ben Yosef, they're going to separate the men and the women separately. And the Gemara makes a kal v'chomer. Uma la'asid lavay that they're Isaac in a hesped and the Yetzirah was already shechted, and still the Torah says the men and the women have to be separate. So nowadays, that there is Isaac b'simcha and there is a Yetzirah, so kal v'chomer, that there must be a separation between the men and the women. So the question that the Maharsha and Rav Moshe both ask is, how did the Gemara answer the question? The question was that there's an Isser to add onto the binyan, and the Gemara brings a raya that there's a chiyuv to put a mechitza between men and women. Okay, good, so there's a mechitza to put there's a chiyuv to put a mechitza, but there still is an Isser to add onto the binyan of the Beis HaMikdash. How did that chiyuv mechitza override the Isser to add onto the Beis HaMikdash? So the Maharsha answers that the kavana of the Gemara is that there is no Isser to add onto the binyan unless you're adding Litzarech Avaida Samikdash. If you're adding something for the purpose of the Avaida, that's when there's an Isser of Hakol B'Tzav Miyad Hashem. But when you're adding something that's not Litzarech to be a Samikdash, it's for a separate need, not tied into the Avaida, like our Gemara, you're just trying to be Mafrish, the men from an Isser. So there's on such a binyan, it does not apply the Isser of Hakol B'Tzav Miyad Hashem. And Rav Moshe at first wants to bring a raya to the Maharsha from the Rosh in Midas Perek Bez Halacha Gimel. The Rosh says that why did they make a soireg around the chel? Why did they put the mechitza of the soireg around the chel? In order to be matir, the Isra tiltul on Shabbos. Because originally it was hukuf ul besayif pasach. It was a karpif shalai hukuf ledira because the mechitza around the harabais was put there before the actual buildings. And therefore they had to make a new mechitza to make it Pasach l'basayif hukuf, that there should be mutter to be metatal in the harabayis. Says Rav Moshe, according to how could the Rosh learn like this? You're not allowed to make a mechitza because hakol b'ksav miyad Hashem. It's also to add a binyan. How did they make this soireg just in order to be matir tiltal? Says Rav Moshe, at first he wants to bring a raya from this Rosh that you see that something that which is not l'tzoreg the avoid in the Beis HaMikdash for a separate need, there's no isra of hakol b'ksav miyad Hashem. But Rav Moshe says, we can't say like the Maharsha. And he asks two kashas on the Maharsha. Firstly, the Gemara in Chulin says that how do we know, what's the mekar that there's no mitzvah of kisui hadam by birds of hektish? And the Gemara says, because when he's going to do kisui hadam, he's going to be over on the isra of hakol b'ksav miyad Hashem. And so therefore, al karchach, there's no mitzvah of kisui hadam by hektish. Says Rav Moshe, the mitzvah of kisui hadam is not l'tzorech the avoda in the Beis HaMikdash. It's a separate mitzvah that applies to all birds all over. So, and you still see that there's an isra of hakol b'ksav miyad Hashem, even though it's not l'tzarech the mikdash. That's kasha number one. Secondly, the Rav Moshe asks that according to the Maharsha, our Gemara is shver. Why does the Gemara have to say to answer the kasha kra ashkechu v'darash? Bezdin found a pasuk to darshin that there's a chiv to make a mechitza between the men and the women. Just say simply that they put up the mechitza, that they put up the gezuz terais just to separate between the men and the women. And since they were not doing it for the avodas hamikdash, it was mutter. There's no isra v'akol b'ksav miyad Hashem. Why did the Gemara have to say that kra ashkechu v'darash? But according to this, says Rav Moshe, if there's an isra even when you're doing it not l'tzarech hamikdash, how is it mutter according to the Rosh to make the soireg? Says Rav Moshe, a big chiddush, that the din of Hakol B'Ksav Miyad Hashem did not apply to the entire Harabayis, only as far out as Ezras Nashem, like it says in our Gemara, but not in the Chel and the rest of the Harabayis. And Rav Moshe brings many rayas, even though the Inyan Tumah, there's no difference between the Chel and the Ezras Nashem, but he brings rayas that min HaTorah, there was more Kedusha in the Ezras Nashem than the rest of the Harabayis. And therefore, says Rav Moshe, the Isra of Hakol B'Ksav Miyad Hashem only went as far as the Ezras Nashim and not farther out into the Chel. But now says Rav Moshe, now that we proved that the Isra of Hakol B'Ksav Miyad Hashem is even by outside Binyanim that were not Litzarech the Mikdash, not like the Maharsha, what's the Pshat in our Gemara? Our Gemara says that they found a Pasuk that you have to make a Mechitza, so that's why there's no Isra of Hakol B'Ksav Miyad Hashem. So says Rav Moshe that the Gemara means to say that since we see from the Pasuk that is a chiyuv min haTorah to make a mechitza bein anoshim l'noshim, so therefore, Al Karchach, that was included in the Nevuah of God Achayze and Nosan Anavi, that it's a chelek of the Binin Abayis to make this mechitza. Because says Rav Moshe, Midar Raisa, at least by a Hakel, there had to be women in the Beis HaMikdash. And since we knew that the women at certain points needed to be in the Beis HaMikdash, and we see from the Pasuk that there's a chiyuv to make a mechitza between men and women, Al Karchach, the Pshan, the Gemara is that that's Nichal in the Nevuah of God Achayze and Nosan Anavi, and therefore there's no Isra of Akol B'Ksav Miyad Hashem Olai Hiskel. And the Ramesha adds that even though this Pasuk that the Gemara is bringing is a Pasuk in Ksuvim, it's Divrei Kabbalah, and you might say, how could you learn out a Din D'Oraisa from Divrei Kabbalah? Says Rav Moshe that the Gemara doesn't mean to say that the Divrei Kabbalah is being mechadish to us a new Isser, which it wouldn't be able to become a Din D'Oraisa. Rather, the Gemara is saying that since we see L'Asad Lavai that they're going to make mechitzais, it's megala to us that there's a chi of minat Torah to make a mechitza. Just like Rav Moshe says, we find in many places that we learn out from the Maisa of Nevi'im and Ksuvim, we learn out Dinei D'Oraisa from the Maisim of a Navi and of a Melech. And therefore says Rav Moshe that the Din of Mechitza is a Chi of D'Oraisa. At the end of the Tshuva, Rav Moshe adds that one shouldn't say that maybe the Chi of Mechitza is only by in the Makam Mikdash, because there's an Isser Kalus Reish by the Beis HaMikdash, because it says U'mikdashi tira'u, and therefore maybe you might say from our Gemara, there's no raya that we have a chiyuv to put up a mechitza in other places outside of the Beis HaMikdash. Says Rav Moshe, one should not say this, because the whole mikar that the Gemara brings that there's a chiyuv mechitza is by the hesped la'asad lavei of Mashiach ben Yosef, and that hesped was not in the Makam Mikdash. Elamai el al karchach, says Rav Moshe, that any place that there's a kibbutz of anoshim v'noshim together, there's a chiyuv d'oraisa to put a mechitza between the men and the women. In regards to the function and purpose of the mechitza, we find the great machlekes between Rav Moshe and the Satmar Rav, because we need to understand what was the purpose and function of the mechitza. Is the purpose to prevent mingling, intermingling between the men and the women? Or is the purpose to prevent histaklos, to prevent the men from looking at the women? And as we will see, there's a great nafkamino between the two reasons. Rav Moshe writes in Tshuva Lamed Tes that we should not say that the chiyuv mechitza is to prevent histaklos anoshim banoshim. Because even though, says Rav Moshe, of course, it's barer from many psukim that there's an isser to be mistakel bi'isha, but we're not achroi on this to make a mechitza. Because each person needs to watch over himself that he shouldn't look where he's not supposed to look. Just like all over in the street, wherever a person walks, he has to be shomer over his own einayim. Rav Moshe brings two rayas to this, that we would not be misaki in a mechitza for just to prevent histaklos. Firstly, says Rav Moshe, that our Gemara, the first takana, was that the men would be outside, the women would be inside. And al karchach, the men would need to look past the women, and there was no mechitza separating them to prevent them from looking at the women. So you see that the purpose of the mechitza is not to prevent histaklos. Secondly, when they made the gezuz terois, when they made the balconies, the Gemara does not say that they made mechitzais by the balconies, that the men shouldn't be able to see the women. Ela al karchach, says Rav Moshe, the function and purpose of the mechitza was only that men and women should not intermingle, and they should not act bekalus reish between them, and they could be over the Isra Negiya. And says Rav Moshe, it's an open Rambam in Perek Hei from Hilchos Beis HaBechira. The Rambam writes, Sheyehu nashim milamala va'anashim milamata, kidei shelo yehu mi'uravin, in order to prevent them from mixing. And therefore passes Rav Moshe a great psak, that me'ikir adin of the mechitza in a shul only needs to be up until the shoulders. The mistabra, that this is enough of a mechitza that it should prevent kalus roish between the men and the women. Certainly, says Rav Moshe, it's roi for a baal nefesh to be machmir, to make the mechitza higher, that it should cover the heads of the men and the women, that it should prevent histaklos. But al pidin, one only needs to make a mechitza until the shoulders. When this tshuva of Rav Moshe came to light, it brought about much opposition from the Satmar Rav, who in a tshuva, in Divrei Yoel Tshuva Yud, very strongly refutes the rayas from our Gemara that Rav Moshe brings. And he says, it's not possible to say that in the Har HaBayis, there was a taruvis of Noshim with Anoshim, and that was the reason why they made the Mechitza. Because the Rambam paskins, Perek Vav Hilchos Yomtiv, that every Yomtiv, Bezdin would appoint Shaitrim to go around in the Ginois and Pardesim, that there shouldn't be a gathering of men and women. Not only that, the Rambam in Perek Chof Aleph of Yisuri Biya says that Bezdin would give Makas Mardus if somebody would make gestures, he would be Raimez Beinayim to a woman. And therefore, says the Samirov, how is it possible to say that in the Beis HaMikdash, B'shas HaRegel, there was Kalus Roish between Anoshim and Noshim, and that's why they had to make the Mechitza. So therefore, he brings many rayas that the Chi of Mechitza was not to prevent intermingling, was rather to prevent histaklus anoshim banoshim, was prevent men from looking at the women. And the Samir Rebbe brings a Taisus Yomtiv on our Mishnah that quotes the Rambam in Pirish Mishnayis. The Rambam does not say like he says in the Yad HaChazaka. The Rambam says in Pirish Mishnayis, Kedei shelo yistaklu ha'anoshim v'anoshim, to prevent histaklos. And the Taisus Yomtiv continues, De'adin imai, the Rambam's right, that it's to prevent histaklos, because histaklos brings to kalos roish, and it brings to kishri ledas, and a person might see keri. Says the Samirov that we see from the Taisus Yomtiv and the Rambam in Pirish Mishnayis, that the reason of the Mechitza is Kedei shelo yistaklu ha'anoshim banoshim. And that the Gemara says by us, v'hayubon lidei kalus roish, he uses the term kalus roish, it sounds like Rav Moshe. He brings many rayas that kalus roish could refer to histaklus and hirub anoshim, and it doesn't necessarily refer to a maisa between the noshim and the anoshim. And therefore, says the Samirov, that certainly the Mechitza Me'ikra Adin has to go above the heads of the men and the women. And in the Beis HaMikdash, by the Gzuz Terai, says the Samirov, certainly in the balconies had a Mechitza that allowed the women to look down. It was made in a way that the women could see the Simchas Beis HaSheva, but the men would not be able to see the women. And even though it's not Mefurish in the Gemara that there was a Mechitza there, it's not the derech of the Gemara to be mefarate each detail. Rather, the derech of the Shas is that we should be mevin davar mitoich davar. So to summarize, from our Gemara, Rav Moshe brings a raya that whenever there's a kibbutz of anoshim v'noshim, there's a chiv midai raisa to make a mechitza. Only there's a machlekes, what's the function and purpose of the mechitza? Rav Moshe holds, and he brings rayas berurais, like he says from our Gemara, that the reason of the Mechitza is to prevent intermingling and kalus roish. And therefore, a Mechitza until the shoulders is good enough me'ikri adin. Only it's better, toiv v'nachayin, to make a Mechitza that would prevent histaklos. And the Samirov argues and says the whole function of the Mechitza is to prevent histaklos, and therefore me'ikri adin, the Mechitza needs to be above the heads of the men and the women. The Gemara says, K'didarish Rabbi Yehuda, le'asid lavai, Hashem is going to shech the Yetzer Hara in front of the Tzadikim and the Rishayim. Tzadikim nidma lehem kehar gavaya. The Yetzer Hara is going to appear to the Tzadikim like a great mountain. Rishayim nidma lehem kechut hasayra. The Yetzer Hara is going to appear to the Rishayim like a thin hair. Halalu baichin v'halalu baichin. Tzadikim baichim v'aymrim, heyach yichaleinu lichbayish har gavaya kazeh. How is it possible for us to conquer such a great mountain? Rishayim baichim v'aymrim, the Rishayim are going to cry, heyach lo yichaleinu lichbayish eschut asayr azeh. How are we not able to conquer this little strand of hair? So we need to understand, why is it that to the tzadikim, the Yetzer Hara is going to look like a har gavaya, and why to the Rishayim it's going to look like a chut asayr? Who's right? The Sfas Emes and Rav Eliyashiv and Ha'arius, they explain this Gemara with the Gemara later on that says, Kol ha'gadol mechaveira yitzoy gadol himenu. The greater the person is, the greater the Yetzer Hara fights against him. And therefore the Tzadikim, they had a great Yetzer Hara. Every Nisayan was a great Nisayan, and therefore they saw the Yetzer Hara like a har gavaya. On the other hand, the Rishayim, that they were never miskaber over the Yetzer Hara. The Yetzer Hara stayed like a little chut hasaira, and therefore they see the Yetzer Hara, how big the Yetzer Hara was against them. We could add another Havana, not only in the Eichos, in the quality of each Nisoyan, the Yetzer Hara is greater against the Tzadikim than the Rishayim. We could also say that the Tzadikim L'Asad Lavoi, they're going to see the Yetzer Hara, how they experienced him throughout their whole lifetime. The Tzadikim that they engaged in the Melchama against the Yetzer Hara, day after day, year after year. And they truly, over their lifetime, it was as if they walked up a great mountain, step after step, day after day. And therefore, L'Asad Lavoi, when the Yetzer Hara is Sheikhed, they're going to see, wow, how did we accomplish this great feat of climbing this great mountain over our whole lifetime. On the other hand, the Rishayim, that they gave in to the Yetzer Hara, they never engaged the Yetzer Hara. Whatever he told them to do, they listened to, and they never fought him. So their experience in their lifetime that they had with the Yetzer Hara was a very minimal experience, and they're going to see the Yetzer Hara like a little chut hasaira. The Beis Halevi in Parashas Bereishis says an amazing pshat in this Gemara. He explains with a big yesoid that the entire tshuka and chemda for Olam Hazeh, the desire for Olam Hazeh, is all dimyonos, is all in a person's imagination. When a person yearns for a taiva, for a hanoa achila, let's say. So when he eats, when he gets his taiva, when he achieves what he wanted, and he eats the maicha that he was looking forward to, he always experiences that it wasn't, the hanoa wasn't as great as he was looking forward to. Both in quality, it wasn't as good as he imagined it to be, and both in quantity, it didn't last, it didn't make him happy for a very long time. So too, the Beis Halevi says, the Redifa Samamin also is in the person's imagination, that a person thinks that when he's going to get a certain amount of money, he's going to be very besimcha, and it's going to his life is going to change. And then when he achieves his goal, and he becomes used to it, he sees that he's not happy with that, he just wants more. So we see that the simcha and the taiva and the hanoa for Olam Hazeh is all in the imagination. Says the Beis Halevi, that's the ikur koyach of the Yetzer Hara, is to make Olam Hazeh seem that it's much, much greater than it is. And he brings a medrash that says that's the pshat in the pasuk, havel havalim hakol hevel. Everything is really hevel and it just looks so much greater than it is. Explains the Beis Halevi that the tzaddik, that he never gave in to the Yetzer Hara. So his Yetzer Hara still has all of his might and still has this weapon to make Olam Hazeh look like it's such a tremendous thing. And the Tzadikim, in order to overcome the Yetzer Hara, it's overcoming a great mountain, because the Yetzer Hara tells them, look at what you're missing. Look at what pleasures you could have. And therefore, to them, when they see the Yetzer Hara as Neherag L'Asad Lavai, they see him as a great mountain. However, the Risham, says the Beis Halevi, that they listened to the Yetzer Hara. They already saw that all of his pituyim, all of his seducing them was really nothing. They saw that the Hanoah was Sheker. So therefore, the Asad Lavi, they're going to cry, they're going to wonder about on themselves. How do we listen to this Yetzer Hara for such a Hanoah Pchusa, and for such a Hanoah of Sheker? And therefore, they're going to see the Yetzer Hara like a Chut HaSaira, because they know that all the Hanois that he was offering them was nothing. And the Beis Halevi ends that by Torah and Mitzvahs, it's the opposite. That the Tainug that a person thinks is in Torah and Mitzvahs, really be'emes, there's a much, much greater and much more long-lasting Hana than he even could imagine. That's the Pshat of the Pasuk, Lehanchil Oyhava Yesh, that I'm going to give my Oyhavim, I'm going to give the Tzadikim Yesh, something that's real, that Olam Hazeh is not Yesh, it's Ayin, it's Havel Havolim. Only the Tainug of Torah and Mitzvahs is a Dover Shal Yesh. The Gemara further, discussing the pasuk that discusses the destruction of the Yetzer Hara L'Asad Lavai, describes that the Yetzer Hara will be destroyed because he destroyed the first Beis HaMikdash and killed the Talmidei Chachamim in it, and the second Beis HaMikdash, V'olav Vashay V'Sal Tzachanosai, and his foul odor will go up and his stench will go up. Why? Because he leaves the Goyim umiskar b'sayinei Shal Yisrael. He leaves the Umay Sa'ilam and he starts up, he incites Klal Yisrael. Ki higdil la'asais. Amar Abaya uvitamidei chachamim yaisim ikulam. Abaya says that the Yetzer Hara tries to incite the Talmidei Chachamim more than everybody else to do Averis. And the Gemara brings a story with Abaye himself. He heard this man say to this woman, let's go travel together. And Abaye said to himself, I'm going to go with them to keep them away from doing an Isser. He traveled after them 3 parsa, and when they were separating from each other, he heard them say to each other, Urchin Rechika Vitzavsim Besima. According to Rashi, it means that our destinations are far from each other, and even though it would be very sweet and nice to travel together, but we have to separate. The Marasha explains it's going on the travel that they traveled already. Urchin Rechika, we traveled such a long way, but Vitzavsim Besima, it was such a short trip, such a pleasant trip, because of the company that we had together. The question on this story that the Mefarshim ask, how did Abaye travel together with them? The Gemara in Kedushin on Daf Pei Aleph Amin Aleph, and so is Paskin in Shulchan Aruch and Evin Ezer Simin Chaf Bei Sifhei. The Gemara says that even though 2 men with 1 woman is not Yichud, but Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav Lo Yishanu Elo Bi'ir, that's only in the city. Avo Bederech, but if they're traveling, Ad Sheyiyu Shleisha, you need 3 men to break the Isra of Yichud. Shema Yitzdare Echad Mehen Lahashtim, one of the men might need to use the bathroom. V'nimse Echad Misyached Im Ha'erva, and the other person is going to be left being Misyached with the Erva. So how was it that Abaye went together with this person, was only 2 men and a lady? How is he going to be mafrish them from the Isra of Yichud if we see that if you're Halich Bederech, even 2 men, there's an Isra Yichud? So the Shev Yaakov wants to bring a raya from this Gemara to the Shita of the Ramah. The Shita of the Ramah is brought down in the Darkei Moshe, in Evin HaEzer, Simen Chaf Beis, and the Beis Shmuel brings him down as well. The Ramah is Mechadish, that this Gemara that says that it's Asur for 2 men to go with an Isha on the Derech, is Dafka if the 2 men are going together with her, to watch over her. And therefore, if one person goes to the bathroom, the other one is going to have to stay there to watch her. However, if the 2 people that are going with her are not going to watch her, they just happen to be traveling together with her, there's no Isser Yichud there, because if one of the men need to go use the bathroom, the other man will go with him, and they will never come to a situation where they're going to be over the Isser of Yichud. So too over here, says the Shev Yaakov, Abaye went with him, and Abaye was not there to watch her, so therefore if the man that was traveling with the woman would need to use the bathroom, Abaye would go with him, and therefore there would be no Isser Yichud. It's a raya to the Shita of the Ramah. Says the Rav Eliyashiv in Ha'aris that we don't have a raya from this Gemara. Because maybe Abaye really didn't travel with them. He wasn't Nisyachid with them, and he didn't break the Isra of Yichud. He was traveling farther away from them, and in a Sadeh, only if you're in close proximity is it considered Yichud. If you're traveling a little distance away, it's not Yichud. And therefore, Abaye was traveling far enough away that he was not considered to be Nisyachid with the woman, and he was not taking away the Isra of Yichud from the person. Rather, explains Rav Eliyashiv, Abaye was going with them to be Pirish them from the Isra of being Bayal and Isra Erva, the Isra of Tashmish. He was going to be Pirish them from the Isra of Arayas, not from the Isra of Yichud. And therefore, Abaye wasn't over. It's not a right to the Ramah, because Abaye was far enough away not to be over the Isra of Yichud, and he was only traveling with them to separate them from the Avera itself. We could bring a little Ktsas Smach to Rav Eliyashiv, because the Gemara says afterwards that Abaye was mitzdayer. He was troubled that he said that if he would have been walking with them, he would have been over the Isser. So you see that Abaye, in his das, he thought that for sure this man that's going with the woman, they're going to do an Avera. So it's a little smach to Rav Eliyashiv that Abaye went with them to be purish them from the Avera itself, not from the Isser of Yichud. So the Gemara says from this story, the Gemara continues, that Abaye was mitzdayer. He was very troubled. He said that if my enemy would have been traveling with them, he would have been Iver. And like Rashi explains, he was referring to himself. So this elderly man came to him, like Taisus in Chulin explains that there's a Yesh Mefarshim that Ahu Saba is Eliyahu HaNavi. And he taught Abaye that he shouldn't be troubled, because Kol HaGadol Mechaveiro Yitzrei Gadol Himenu. The greater the person is, the greater the Yetzer Hara is. And therefore, he had a great Nisayan. He shouldn't compare his Nisayan to the other person that was traveling with the lady. So the Sichus Musar, Rav Chaim Shmuel Levitz, brings a big raya from this Gemara, that we see from this Gemara a big chiddush. Not like people assume that the pshat in kol agadol mechavira yitzir gadol himenu is that the yetzer hara of a greater person has to be greater, because since the tzaddik is on a high madrega, if the yetzer hara would stay small, he would have no bechira. It would be no nisayin for him to be over navera. So therefore, in order to even the playing field, the yetzer hara has to be greater, and therefore he has bechira, he has a nisayin. But the way we understand it is the kalagol mechaver yitzer gadol imenu, that it's proportionate. The nisayin of the greater person is in proportion to the nisayin of the smaller person. But they both have the same level of nisayin, the same exact fight against the yetzer hara. Says Rav Chaim Shmulevitz, you see from this gemara that this is not correct. Over here, Abaye says that if I would have been in that nisayin, I would have been oiver. If you say that they both have the same nisayin, they both have the same level of hardship in the nisayin, then why would Abaye be oiver? Abaye would be kovish the same way he was kovish. We see from this gemara that it's much more, that the yetzer hara that fights a tzaddik is in much greater proportion than the fight that he gives to a smaller person, that he gives to someone who's not a tzaddik. And therefore, a greater person has a much bigger milchama and is a much greater sakana from the yetzer hara than a person that's not a tzaddik. And Svezer Chaim Shmulevitz, that's what the Gemara means when it says, Va'ola vashe v'sal tzachanose, the stench of the yetzer hara is going to go up, and he's going to be destroyed because he was miniach umas ha'olam, he was miskara b'shein shel Yisrael, and the most by Tamidei Chachamim. Says Rav Chaim, if the Yetzer Hara was just doing his job and giving them an nisayin, why was it such a terrible thing? Why is it va'olav vashay v'sal tzachanosay? Explains Rav Chaim that no, the Yetzer Hara wasn't just giving them a regular nisayin. The Yetzer Hara left the umas ha'olam, and he focus his energies on the Talmidei Chachamim and on Klal Yisrael to give them a much greater nisayin than everybody else has. And therefore, it was Va'alavashe V'sal Tzachanosai, because he wasn't just doing his job, he was trying much harder against them and giving them a much greater nisayin than everybody else. The Gemara in Amud Beis says, Tana Deber Rabbi Yishmael, Impaget B'cham Menuvel Zeh, Mashchei Ul Beis HaMedrash. If the Yetzer Hara meets a person, drag him to the Beis HaMedrash. If the Yetzer Hara is a stone, he will dissolve. That Torah is nimshal to water, and the water wears away at the stones. If the Yetzer Hara is barzel, if the Yetzer Hara is metal, he's going to shatter. Dichsiv haloi kai devarai ka'esh no'om Hashem uchifatish yifaitzit sela. My words are like fire, says Hashem, and like a hammer smashes a rock. Tosis asks that from our Gemara, it sounds like the metal is a cement for the Yetzer Hara, and the metal will shatter. Tosis brings another Gemara that is in the same vein. The Gemara in Sanhedrin says that each pasuk in the Torah can be explained in many different ways, and the Gemara says that the Torah is nimshal to a patish. From this, the Gemara brings the same pasuk that says, just like a patish is broken into many pieces, so too each pasuk could be broken into many different pirusha. So Taisus says, it's mashma from our Gemara here, and from the Gemara in Sanhedrin, that the metal, that the barzel, is being shattered. But from the pasuk, it's not mashma like this. The pasuk says, uchifatish yifaitzei tzela, that like a hammer smashes a rock. And Adrabba, the rock is being smashed. So Tosfos brings down the Pirush of the Rashbam, and another answer that both of them change the girsa, the girsais and the gemaras, and say that in a chanami it's talking about the rock is being smashed by the hammer like the pashte de krah. But Tosfos doesn't want to explain like this, and so he gives a different teretz. So I would like to focus on the two other Purushim, Rashi's Pshat in the Gemara, and Tosfos the Pshat that he likes in the Gemara. So Be'emes, if we're Medayik from Rashi here, Anun Beis on Beis on the top, and Rashi and Kedushin, Rashi answers Tosfos Kasha. Rashi says, in the Chanami, the Raya of the Gemara that the Barzel is being shattered is not from the end of the Pasuk that says, Uchipatish Yifaitzei Tzela, because the Chayra, like Tosfos, was bothered. That's talking about how the hammer is smashing the rock. Rather, Rashi says, "Divrei Amaskel, Divarai Ka'esh, V'Ya'esh Mifafeya Es HaBarzel," and the fire softens and melts the metal. The hainu mispaitzeitz. That's what it means. The mispaitzeitz shani tzaitzeis nitzin mimenu. That sparks fly out from the metal when it's put to fire. So in Echanami, according to Rashi, the raya of the Gemara that Torah shatters metal is not from the sefer of the pasuk uchepat ishifaitzei tzela. Rather, the raya is from the resha haloikoy divarai koyesh no mashem, that the Torah is like fire, and therefore just like fire makes sparks fly out of the metal, so too the Torah smashes the Yetzer Hara. Now, the Rashmi Desoy in the back of the Gemara says Tosis wasn't happy with this Trat and Rashi because the Gemara uses the Lashon Mispaitzitz, Imbarzul Mispaitzitz, it'll be shattered. That Lashon is used in the end of the Pasuk, Uchapati Shifaitzitzela. It sounds like the Gemara is using the end of the Pasuk to bring a Raya that the Torah smashes the Yetzer Hara. According to Rashi, the Raya is from the beginning of the Pasuk. Also, we could ask, according to Rashi, it's a little bit shver. The Lashon Mispaitze, it sounds like it's smashing the metal. According to Rashi, it's not smashing it. The fire is being mefafeh, it's softening it up. And then the sparks are flying from the metal. So it's also a little dachuk. So therefore, Taisus says that really, we must say that the Pasuk is not kipshutai. The Pasuk, taich in the Pasuk, enechanami, means that the hammer is smashing the rack. But over here, we must say that the Gemara is learning uchipati shifaitzei tzela backwards, that the rock is smashing the hammer and is causing the hammer to be smashed into many pieces. And Tosfos brings a medrash in Eicha Perek Dalet. It's talking about a person wanted to buy a sapphire from the meicher, and he tells the meicher, "Give me the sapphire, I want to test it." And he puts the sapphire down, and he takes a hammer and he hits on the sapphire. And the sapphire is so strong that the hammer is smashed into many pieces. So too says Taisus that Uchapati Shifaitzei Tzela means that the rack is going to smash the hammer and is going to cause the barzel to be mispaitzeitz. So it comes out that according to Rashi, the Torah is nimshal to fire and the fire is being mifafeya and being mispaitzeitz the barzel. And according to Taisus, the Torah is the Tzela. The Torah is nimshal to the Tzela, like the Gemara's mashmai, so chepati shifaitzei tzela, and you have to read it backwards, that the tzela, that the rack, is causing the hammer to be broken into many pieces. Now Taisus asks, it's a kasha on his pshat and on Rashi's pshat, that in our Gemara, the hammer is nimshal to the Yetzer Hara. That if the Yetzer Hara is barzel, it's going to be smashed. And the Gemara in Sanhedrin that we brought, that says that the barzel is a mashal for the Torah, that the Torah could be explained in many different ways, just like barzel shatters into many pieces. You see that the Torah, the barzel is nimshal to Torah. So it's so interesting. In our Gemara, the barzel is the Yetzer Hara, and the Gemara in Sanhedrin, the barzel is Torah. So Taisi says that Shema Ein Chanami from the Gemara in Sanhedrin itself, that the drasha of the Gemara in Sanhedrin is that a pasuk can be broken into many different pirushim. So in Chanami, that Gemara in Sanhedrin gufa is a teretz tarakasha, that a pasuk could have many different pirushim. That in Chanami, the one way of darshaning the pasuk, the barzel is going on the Torah, and the other way of darshaning the pasuk, the barzel is going on the Yetzer Hara. It's very interesting that gufa, the Gemara in Sanhedrin that Tosfos brought in the beginning of Tosfos to ask on that Gemara, Tosfos is using that same Gemara to answer his kasha that he has at the end of Tosfos. How could the Gemara, how could one pasuk be going on two different things? Tosfos asks on himself that it's very funny that you're reading the pasuk out of order. How can we say such a thing? Uchipati shifaitzei tzela means that the tzela is breaking the hammer. Is it possible to say such a thing? And Tosfos says yes. Ein lahakshes kain, you shouldn't ask this. Matzino harbi mikrois kaza. We find many psukim like this that are nidrash backwards that you don't read a kipshutai. And he brings the pasuk like we find avanim shachakumayim. So the stones, the simple reading of the pasuk says that the stones will wear out the water. Obviously, that's not the pshat. So, like our Gemara Gufa says, Avanim Shachu Kumayim means that the water, which is Nimshal to Torah, is going to wear out the stones, is going to crush the Yetzer Hara, is going to wear out the Yetzer Hara if the Yetzer Hara is like an Evan. So just like we find over by Avanim Shachu Kumayim that you read it backwards, so too by our pasuk Guchapati Shifait Zetzela, we read it backwards. Again, Tosis bringing a raya to his answer to his question from the Gemara Gufa over here, the same Gemara Avanim Shachu Kumayim is bringing a raya to the pshat in Guchapati Shifait Zetzela. Now we should note that something very interesting is going on here. It comes out according to Tosis' pshat, not like Rashi that it's going on the ratio of the pasuk, but according to Tosis that our Gemara Uchipati Shifait Zetzela is telling us that the rack is breaking the barzel. According to Tosis, both psukim that teach us that the Torah is breaking the Yetzer Hara, both of them are written Shaloi B'diktuk. Both psukim are written in the Torah not the way that they're supposed to be written. Avanim Shachu Kumayim is written backwards. And you have to read it that the water is rubbing out the stones. And Chupati Shifait Zetzela is also written backwards. Both of them, the kavana of the pasuk is not the way that it's written. Rather, you have to be going to the ayinik of the pasuk and figure out what the pasuk means. And it's very interesting that the Torah, both Mishalim, that the Torah is conquering the Yetzer Hara, uses such interesting psukim. So I'd like to suggest a possible answer. Could be other answers, but I'd like to suggest this answer. The Chazai Nish, in the first two Mechtavim in Igris Chazai Nish, says a Chiddush. He says this, that the Gemara says that the Torah, in Pagah B'cham Menuvel Zem Ashchel Beis HaMedrash, that the Torah, if it beats the Yetzer Hara, is Dafka said on Amelus HaTorah. The Torah is not going on. The Segulas of Torah are said not on just plain Limud HaTorah. Rather, it's on Amelus HaTorah. Like the Chazai Nish says, Ach ha'omel hu ha'avayda ha'me'ula. V'asher aleim kivnu chazal. Be'aflogas ha'torah alemdeha. V'amahafich es ha'geshem l'ruach v'aguf l'nefesh. The what type of Torah changes the gashmis of a person to ruchnius, v'aguf to nefesh. V'anichnes b'ramachi varim shal odom l'zachicham u'le'andom l'kiyum chayi ha'torah. Which type of Torah does this to a person, changes the person? He says the Chazai Nish, Ach ha'omel hu avod ha'mula. Only the amelus ha'Torah. If a person is toiling in Torah, that brings all the segulais of the Torah to the person, that changes the person, that helps him to be menatzeach over the Yetzer Hara. So maybe you could possibly suggest that the Torah wrote both psukim that teach us how the Torah helps a person to conquer the Yetzer Hara in a way like a pshutai. And a person has to be amel and miyageya to understand what the pshat in the pasuk is. What's the pshat in Avanim Shachu Kumayim? Not kipshutai. What's the pshat in Uchipati Shifait Zetzela? A person has to be amel to come to this pshat. It doesn't come with just a cursory reading. So therefore, it could be the Torah's gufa teaching us this yesaid, that dafka through the amelis ha-Torah, through the toiling of the Torah, all this one is zaycha to the segulis ha-Torah of conquering the Yetzer Hara. There's a Pirish Nifla on this Gemara from the Gra in Mishlei, Perek Chaf Hei, Pasuk Chaf Aleph, on the Pasuk, Imrav Seinacha Ha'achilehu Lachem V'imtzamei Hashkei Umayim. The Gaon brings our Gemara, and he asks, the Gemara says, Impage B'cham Menuvel Zeh Mashkeihu L'Beis HaMedrash. If the Yitzhara meets up with a person, drag him to the Beis HaMedrash. What's the Lashon Mashkeihu L'Beis HaMedrash? Drag him to the Beis HaMedrash. It should just say, Yilmai Torah. This question is asked by many Mefarshim. The Gra explains, Mashkei LeBeis HaMedrash means bring the Yetzer Hara with you into the Beis HaMedrash, that you should start to learn Shalai Lishma. Because it's going to be too difficult right away to learn Lishma. Bring the Yetzer Hara with you in the Beis HaMedrash and learn Shalai Lishma, and two things will happen. Number one, Mitay Shalai Lishma Balishma. From the learning Shalai Lishma Balishma, and that will help the person conquer the Yetzer Hara. Certainly, says the Gaon Kol Shekein, that the person's whole kavana to go to the Beis Medrash was l'shem shamayim in order to be menatzeich over the Yetzer Hara. Secondly, says the Gaon, that the Yetzer Hara doesn't want a person even the Shalai Lishma. So therefore, Mashkei LeBeis Medrash, learn, pull the Yetzer Hara with you to the Beis Medrash, and learn with him, learn Shalai Lishma. And number one, mitach shalai lishma, balishma. And number two, at least you personally be learning shalai lishma, which is bad for the Yetzer Hara as well. We can maybe offer another pshat in Mashkei LeBeis HaMedrash. when a person's faced with a nisayon, the Yetzer tells a person, come, go after this taiva. And a person's feeling low, he's feeling his nisayonis. So he says, such a person, I can't go to the Beis Medrash. Such a person with such taivas, with such nisayonis, I could go to the Beis Medrash. First, I have to make myself an Adam Kosher and fix all my nisayonis, all my taivas, and then I could be roy to go to the Beis Medrash. Says the Gemara, no, Mashcheil Beis Medrash, bring the Yetzer with you, with all of a person's nisayonis, with all of a person's taivas, and all of a person's midos that need working on, that need perfecting. Still, Mashcheil Beis Medrash, bring all of it to the Beis Medrash, and with the Kayach of Torah, it will help conquer all of a person's midos rois and all of a person's taivas. Says the Grah, the Gemara continues, in Me'even hu nimayach v'imbarzalu mispaitzitz. The Grah says that this is referring to two types of Yetzer Hara. In Me'even hu nimayach, Even is referring to the Yetzer Hara of Taivis. That we know the Taivis are like a stone, it's metamtein liba shel adam. It makes a person's heart like stone. Says the Grah, such a Yetzer Hara of Taivis needs Mayim. Mayim refers to the Divrei Agada in Shas and the Divrei Musar in Shas, that through learning Divrei Agada and Musar, one conquers the Yetzer Hara of Taivas. Says the Gaon, the Yetzer of Taivas is not something that could be conquered all at once. It's a very strong Yetzer, and therefore, just like Mayim, it takes a while for it to have an effect on the Even, so too the Divrei Agada and Musar of Torah, slowly over time, will help him conquer the Yetzer Hara of Taiva. The continues the Grah that in Basil Mispaitzitz refers to the Yetzer Hara of Kaas, the Yetzer Hara of anger that's like fire in a person. Says the Grah that to conquer such a Yetzer, you need the fire of Torah. Like Rashi explains in our Gemara, it's going on Halaykai Devarai Ka'ish Noam Hashem. That the fire of Torah, which the Grah says refers to the halachas, the dinim, that a person's amel in, that the fire of Torah will help him conquer the Yetzer Hara of Ka'as. Says the Grah, the Yetzer Hara of Ka'as is not as strong as Taiva, and therefore, in Basel, who misspites it, one can conquer the Yetzer Hara quickly and shatter the Yetzer Hara of Ka'as as all at once. And one could be ma'ayin in the Grah in Mishlei Chafei Pasuk Chaf Aleph, how the Grah explains the Pasuk in Ra'iv Seinacha Achileu Lechem, al pi his Pirish in this Gemara. The Gemara Vayter says, Amar Rabbi Yechanan, Eiver katan yesh lo la'adam, mariva yisaveya masbi'ay ra'av. Rashi teaches, Eiver katan gviya hagid, masbi'ay b'tashmish ra'av, gufay chaser kayach v'ra'av le'ezikna. Rashi says, the Gemara means, that if a person is masbia the Eiver tashmish, ra'av, it makes him in his old age lose kayach and be weak. And be'emes, this pshat in Rashi is a mefurish Gemara in Shabbos, daf kufnun beis amud aleph. The Gemara says, "Devarim shadam aisa bi'al dusai, mashchirim panav le'ezik nasai." Rashi teaches, "Devarim shadam aisa bi'al dusai raiv tashmish, mashchirim panav is matish kaychai le'ezik nasai." And so this is Rashi's pshat that if a person is marbe tashmish, it makes a person weak when he gets older. The Aruch Liner and the Marsha are bothered that the same Gemara is brought down in the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Kuf Zayin Amud Aleph, the Gemara that Tosfos brings down. And over there, it's Mevuar, a different Pshat in this Mamer Chazal. Because over there, the Gemara is talking about that David asked the Ribbono Shel Olam that he should test him. And Hashem said, I'm going to test you with a Dvar Erva. So David would be Meshamish B'yayim instead of Belaila, or Tosfos says B'yayim U'Belaila, in order that he should be Saveya from Tashmish. He should be Saveya and he shouldn't be Nisave for Arayas. And the Gemara says that he forgot the Halacha, Nisamlam Mimenu Halacha, that Rabbi Yochanan said, Ever Kodin Yeshbei Ba'adam, that if he's Masbiya, it's Ra'av, that the more Tashmish that one has, the more Tashmish a person wants. And Mimelo David thought, by being Masbiya, the Yetzer for Tashmish, that it would help him overcome the taiva for Arayis, and really it's the other way around. So the Aruch Liner is bothered by why did Rashi in our Gemara switch from the pshat that it's muchak from the Gemara in Sanhedrin, that Mariva Yisaveya Maspiyai Rav is referring to the taiva in the person, if he's Marivai, Savea, if he doesn't give in to the taiva, then he's fulfilled. Maspia, if he gives in, he's more rav. And over here, Rashi says a different pshat, that it's talking about if a person is ma'arbe v'tashmish, it weakens a person. One can be ma'ayin in the Aruch Liner for a teretz to this kasha.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a daf or masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.